everything, a poke of flour, poke of everything.
Uh-huh. Well, could that be of different sizes? It could be a great big thing, huh?
Sure,
it could be 100 pounds?
Well, of course, no. You called a sack when it got up that large. Yeah.
Yeah. What were the pokes usually made of?
Well, generally, paper.
And the what were the sacks made of?
Cloth, generally.
Now, did you ever have any sacks made with a kind of a rough cloth?
Sure.
What were those called?
Well, toe sacks.
Sacks. Yeah. Now, let's say if you were running low on corn, you know, when you were a boy, you're running low on corn. You say, I'm going to have to go down to the mill and take a what of corn to the mill. I'm going to have to take a...
Well, take a turn of corn half a bushel of corn.
All right. And that's talking about the amount of wood you'd carry in both arms. You might call that a...
Well, you just called an armload of wood.
Yeah. And if a person had a wagon and it wasn't all the way full, you'd say he didn't have a full load on his wagon. You might say, maybe in logging they did this too. If they were, you know, had one of those flat cars or something, and it wasn't all the way full, we might call it, have another name for it.
Well, all I know is partly loaded. I don't know.
Well, I've never heard of anything like a jag or a chance.
Well, that's sure that way. Jag would work it. That'd be all right.
That would mean a part load?
Yeah. Just a jag.
Yeah. Right. Did you ever use turn for anything other than corn? A turn of, could you talk about a turn of meal?
No, sir, I believe corn. I believe that there's the only thing I can think of.
All right. And the thing that, on the porch there, that the light, now you have electricity.
Yeah.
And the light comes out of a...
Well, a bulb.
Yeah. And what did they have before, though?
Well, we had oil lamps, candles. I can't remember much about ever seeing candles used. Of course, they did use lots of candles, but oil lamps and of course, maybe just the fireplace.
Yeah.
Didn't necessarily need more light.
Did they ever call that stuff anything other than oil?
Kerosene.
Now, did you ever have to make a lamp with a can or a bottle or something and just put a rag in it?
Sure.
What did you call that?
I don't know.
That's all right. Maybe you don't have a name for it. That's no reason. Someone was telling me the other day about putting one of those up in the chimney. One of those lamps up in the chimney, and I couldn't understand why.
Yeah. So they'd burn up. Understand that.
No, that didn't make any sense. If when a woman's going to wash her clothes, she takes it and she puts the clothes and she carries them outside to hang them up. She carries them out in a
hamper
or a
clothes hamper.
But when you're picking apples or something, you put those in
a basket or hamper.
And something you put in the top of a bottle would be called
a stopper or cork.
All right. And this is a musical instrument that you, about this long, that you blow on?
French harp.
And the one you twang?
Juice harp.
All right. And the thing you drive nails with?
Hammer.
The part of a wagon that comes up between the two horses?
Tongue.
Now, the part on a buggy that come up on either side?
Shaves.
And the thing that the horses actually pull on?
Well, they pull on the single tree.
Uh-huh. Now, what if there are two, you have two of those back there?
Well, that's a double tree.
All right. Did you ever hear that called anything else?